Did you ever run across any any of those animals that are kind of that kind of a hard shell and they deck their legs in?
Gophers.
Mm-hmm.
And turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Terrapins.
Yeah. You ever make soup out of them? I've heard some people make soup.
Lots of folks. Oh, you catch them gophers around here, these highland gophers. And all these niggas down here give you $2 for them before you can bat your eye.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And these big soft shell turtles, what we call the soft shell turtles, people eat them things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I never mess with them. Now, the other afternoon, I was sitting out there and it was raining. Oh, here come a big old hard shell terrapin.
Turtle?
Terrapin? Crawled right down through the yard here and on out and went over in that grove or somewhere. I don't know where he went.
Do they get very big? Or are they
them old terrapins, they get about a foot long. That's a big one. And a gopher, about the same thing, highland gopher. The most hard shell turtles, they'll get to be big things.
You have any turtles in your pond back there?
Well, there's some cooter down there. I saw one soft-shell turtle in there the other day.
Mm-hmm.
But I take my rifle down there, and I took the top part of his head off. He sticks his head up out there while I clip that off.
Well, what's the difference between a cooter and a gopher? Are they?
Well, they don't eat these cooters. I've never known of anybody eating them old cooter, but them gophers.
Mm-hmm.
That's some of as clean meat as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he eats?
What?
The most tender grass he is out there.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. That's what he eats.
Can you tell me what a cooter looks like?
Oh, you know what a gopher looks like, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's very similar. Mm-hmm. Very similar.
And the same coloring as
the same? No, he'll be a kind of a striped color. Green, there'd be green stripes lots of times.
That's some of it.
I guess they have a season of the year that they shed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's brighter at times than he is at others.
Okay.
Just like snake shed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a gopher looks like,
don't you? You ever seen anything that looks something like a lobster, but you find them in freshwater, like in streams?
These old crawfish?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, crawdads, as we call them. Yes, sir, and if you can get you a bunch of them feller and get what is a more walnut perch, get you some of them feller about that long, that's some of the finest bait that you've ever caught in your life. Now, them walnut perch will take them.
Do you fish with them live, or do you just...
Yeah. You want him alive.
Mm-hmm.
And just hook him right where his tail hooks into his body.
Mm-hmm.
Just run your hook right through there.
Crawfish.
And drop him out there.
Crawdads.
A walnut perch around there. He'll take him.
That's
because he's just working them old
perch
claws all the time. You know.
Wow, I can remember that.
That's the thing to catch him with.
Have you ever seen one of those insects that fly around?
Yeah.
Sometimes they close. Something like a butterfly, but they're not quite a butterfly.
No, I don't think I ever had any experience with anything like that. Now, they have what they call a moth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. It'll get in your clothes closet sometime and eat your clothes up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not careful and don't watch that pretty close, you'll get one. We don't have them things like we used to. Years ago, we used to have them. But they've sprayed and done everything else to get rid of them things, because they'll ruin your clothes if they ever get in the clothes closet.
Mm-hmm.
They'll eat the clothes up just about it. But we're not bothered with them like we used to be at all.
Now,
if you had like more than one moth, what would you have? You'd have two?
Yeah, you'd have a bunch of moths.
Okay.